Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Thank you for tuning in tonight to Dr. Lowry sure about this fantastic product that she got on the market now. Smart homes, correcting them to make them good homes. Unfortunately, tonight she's in a meeting in Washington, D.C. to prepare for another meeting that they're going to have tomorrow. And she just popped out the meeting, called me and told me, said, can you and Mario have the show tonight? But I will be back next week. So she's supposed to be texting me over some information. And as soon as I get that, I will give it to you. But me and Mr. Mario are going to do our best to carry on for at least 15, 20 minutes and try to give you some insight on what she is doing. She is talking with some new investors that are going to help build this company to another level, set up new programs, new advertisement. Basically, that's what they're going to be doing. And got a good backing, you know. Let people know that this product really works. And it's really helping people. It's really changing people's lives. Do you agree with me, Mr. Mario? How you doing tonight? Mr. Mario from Canada, live in the studio with Nathan on the spot.
I'm doing very fine, Nathan.
That's wonderful.
Very, very fine. I am following you with what you were saying, that this product absolutely works. I have been around Dr. Lally Technology, and I've seen this evolve for the past 3-4 years. Oh, more than that, 6 years. And lo and behold, I never see a place where it didn't work. I've met at least, I've evaluated with the Bedore test, the bi-digital test, over 2,000 people in the past years, and people would lose their neurological balance from 15% to 60%. So that's really, really amazing. Now, naturopaths are actually calling me. People are in the alternative healthcare actually calling me. Especially lately, I've had the information on detection and attenuation of radon gas. As we know, and as Dr. Lally actually experimented a while back in her home, that when you have both in your home, it's actually exponentially more dangerous for your health, so your home is really at risk. So I educate people around the fact that they may have radon. Here in the province where I live, in Quebec, it's evaluated that 10% of the homes are well above the limits set by Health Canada. And, of course, that means a lot of people. So people are really, really in tune with the fact that, oh, I didn't know that I may have some radon gas at home that could create all these problems I have, especially now that we're so well equipped with Wi-Fi equipment. Both of them are actually dangerous to be together. But when you do harmonize a home like we do now with Dr. Lally's new technology, the Soli, through the window system, you are actually taking care of the fact that the radon is not expanding its dangerous part while in the presence of electromagnetic field. So therefore, if you do have some radon, then you get it fixed also, because it's not the Soli that will fix it up. But at least it will not be emphasized by the presence of electromagnetic fields. Because of the nanotechnology discovery of Dr. Lally, the Soli, actually neutralizes or balance your home as for the vibration or the frequency that exists in throughout your home. So I was amazed about 10 days ago where I was meeting a naturopath in Laurentian, in the place where it's all in the mountains. Mountains meaning rocks, and rocks meaning possibility of radon gas. So out of two homes, two out of two homes, they had radon that was tripling the level of acceptance from the World Health Organization.
Wow.
So
therefore,
these people are really in tune into changing something, especially with the radon. They know because you have a meter and they know it's there, and they know it's not something that is out of my imagination or their imagination, you know.
Uh-huh.
And in the meantime, they get to be more trustful of me. And
right.
The electromagnetic competence that I have also, right? So it's really amazing. The doors are opening.
So they got it in the basement?
Well, was that Nathan?
Is the radon gas in the basement?
It's not only in the basement, especially in the winter, in November, December. When everybody eats up their homes, especially in Canada,
uh-huh.
maybe not in California, but it creates what they call a chimney effect, where it pulls from the bottom, from the basement up. So we actually, if you'd have some cracks in your basement floor.
Uh-huh.
And in the summer, a lot of that will actually would be steered normally towards the exterior. But when you create a negative pressure inside of your home because you're heating your home in the winter, it actually drives the radon that is around your home too into your basement and up in the home. And with this current, you know, the uplifting current, you could find a great amount of radon readings on the first floor and second floor.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, you know, like I have an older farmhouse here, and as a matter of fact, I had, let's say, three times the value, which is 325 becquerels, in my basement, and my kids' room and on the second floor had almost the exact same amount because it was coming up especially from the walls, right? In the winter.
Right.
So
wow.
it actually is the equivalent of that my kids were smoking 20 cigarettes a day. If you were to put an equivalence, you know, when you have three times the value that the World Health Organization is looking for safety level. When you have three times as that, it's just like if you were smoking a big pack of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
That's for the damage it does to your lungs. So anyway, I'm really, really glad that I have joined my this field into my general practitioner competence, you know. People really want to know about this, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now our best clients are agents, you know, like they call these people that sell houses, you know, real estate agents. More and more people actually now are aware, and they ask for a certificate for radon-free homes. So
okay.
If somebody doesn't, he says, it doesn't even know. He says, well, I've never heard of that. Well, you have to better check it out because I don't want to buy a house. And
right.
and knowing afterwards that I need to remove my radon and pay a professional $3,000 to neutralize or to evacuate the radon from my home.
Right.
So anyway, we have to talk about it. We have to educate people about this.
You're right about that.
And I find this a real pleasure to do that.
I know that's right.
You know what? One of my greatest pleasures the other day when I was at this naturopath, who has an ache since she had a child 30 years ago, and it's something to do with the bones and the basin. And something she learned to live with it, but it's really hard. And as soon as I harmonized the home with the Soli system, she felt that pressure coming off right away.
Get out of here.
An old injury, actually, that was keeping her at stake or keeping her in line, you know. Right off the bat, she felt it, you know. It's amazing. And when I see that, it's almost like a paycheck for me.
Right.
To be able to help people to be, in a way, liberated from something that it doesn't belong to them and they shouldn't have, you know.
Right.
And these people, I would say, are just becoming highly hypersensitive with time in their condition in general. So, I'm looking for maybe 3 or 4 installations of radon in the Laurentian north of Montreal within the next couple of months.
Okay.
Because of these readings, you know. Well,
okay.
You want to improve your life. You don't just improve the look of your house, eh?
Right.
I think what's inside your house and how you feel in it, it's more important than new windows or a refurbished living room, you know?
That's right. It's a silent thing now. You can't see it or nothing. It just pop up.
That's what it is. It's just because you can't see it, that it's not there.
Still there.
And this is why, you know, like this radon business, then people understand, oh, I never heard of that. Oh, of course we don't see it. We don't smell it. But in time, you'll feel it because it actually will catch up on you with weakening your lungs, right? So
right.
When you take a reading machine, and you show them that they got for levels, then they says, wow, now they start to believe in things we can't see, but it exists,
mm-hmm.
eh? Because they read it on the meter. It's just
you
like... people are not electrician or never play around with the electrical system.
Right.
They will know that there is an electromagnetic field around their walls, and they wouldn't know what's in the socket. They don't know. But the thing is, if you put an ampere meter to measure the amperage, then they see there is a dangerous activity in there, right?
Right.
So this is it. You know, you have to show them that it exists.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad to be in touch and closely related to Dr. Alali's work and discovery, because there's not one day where I don't take the opportunity to test people around or educate people about the fact that they may have a problem at home, eh?
Right.
Just the radon gas problem alone in Canada, 3,200 people die a year from lung cancer directly related to the presence of radon gas. And it's probably going to be even exponentially more present or more deaf in the future because of the presence of electromagnetic field in our homes today. These 3,200 people, that's quite a lot of people, all of the 38 million people in Canada, you know, 3,200. It's the second lung cancer killer in Canada, the second after cigarette smoking. quite serious, you know.
That's
so
serious.
If the government actually don't want to educate people around this, then I am starting to do that and have people be aware and talk about it to friends and family. Now, more
right.
and more people buying houses now would want their home tested for radon.
Right.
Then they'll start inquiring about things that they don't see, they don't feel, they don't smell, but that exist.
That
and then
exists,
when they
right.
start to do that, then you talk about electromagnetic problems, then these same people would understand that it exists even though we don't see it, eh?
It's hard to get people to see that. That hey, there's a man standing by your electric socket there, and he ain't playing. He doing what he got to do. And you
That's
can't
right.
see him, you can't smell him, you can't do nothing, but he exists. That person exists.
Remember
right
the guy I talked to you about that sells solar panel in Drummondville nearby here?
Mm-hmm.
Today I went in and checked on him, and I went into more details about business and details about the electromagnetic field. I hadn't had a chance to test him because you always have clients coming in and out. But today
mm-hmm.
I tested him with and without, and lo and behold, a 40-year-old man actually didn't pass the test, you know. Especially when we went to his office, that was the wall next to his, in the back of his office is the big electrical panels. So he understood what I was getting at today because a cell phone in the hand was losing
mm-hmm.
about 20% of his neurological strength, pointing at the electrical panel, he was losing another 20-30% of his neurological endurance and force. So he understands. So he's gonna call me so that I do go and check out his home very shortly. So this is why I say, you know, I'm so amazed how this thing works. I'm just like a professor on the road, you know. A teacher,
oh, yeah.
somebody that is actually teaching people about the fact that it's present.
Right.
And if you do that in such a way, and these people would turn around and do it also, as long as
right.
you keep it very simple, very simple. And it is very simple. You know that, Nathan, eh?
Right. It's so simple.
It
people
is
can
a very, very, very simple
yeah.
fact and business. It you know, you don't need big equipment to test it out. You just use yourself, your environment.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway. They just can't believe that these little things can do all that.
Sometimes I tell them it's just like it's not the volume of the what do you call the stuff that you put in bread so that it actually raises up there?
The yeast.
The yeast, eh? It's not the amount. It's you know, like you could put every ingredient in your preparation there, but you forget the yeast, you ain't gonna eat bread, right?
It ain't gonna rise.
And it's not a great amount compared to the rest, eh?
No, it ain't.
It's almost insignificant, eh?
Right. But it's going to rise.
It is. You know, it's an agent. It's an activator, just like the solee with your window. It's not the size of it that counts, and it is what it does that counts.
That's it. It's what it does.
Yeah, I'm still wondering how did she ever came out with such a discovery, Dr. Lal. You know, it really, really puzzles me up, you know.
you probably don't know either, right?
Yeah.
That got to be a divine experience. Definitely.
I think you're very close to the origin of all this, you know.
Yes, sir.
She's going to be an inspired woman to tune up to this, you know.
Yeah.
To tune up to such a needed solution in today's modern technologies and world in which we live in.
Yes, it is. Well, I've been here for a while now. And I ain't going nowhere. But right now, I have seen and I feel the energy that we fought through years ago being manifested now by her. Got people in high authorities taking a good look at what we are doing and what we are saying that really can push this to another level that we cannot only imagine where it's going to go.
I'll be glad when this actually comes up, but I nevertheless work forward into a teaching or developing fashion around this technology. But when it opens up, you know, I'll be ready to be a frontliner, you know.
I'm doing that right. You got it down pat. You done did your job. It's your time.
Yeah. So anyway, you have many people on the line?
No, nobody, me and you.
That's all right. That's all right.
Everybody
But your radio show, talk show, is open to anyone that wants to listen to it.
People listen at it. I got people listening at the show from 3 and 4 years ago. Yeah,
people could be listening, but you wouldn't know, right?
Right. People are going to listen tomorrow.
Oh, this is amazing.
Day. Yeah, I mean, people listen at it whenever at their own convenient time. That's why I try to tell people listen at shows that, you know, they might come back to it because what I put out there piqued their interest, because I put out, like, new technology. It's a healing process. You can finance home-based business with it. And I got all that listed out there. So when they see that, they'll hit on it. If they don't listen at the whole show, they'll listen at part of it. Or they'll read about all the information that I got out there on the show. So we get hits. We just don't see them. And we get hits not only in the United States, but all around the country.
Did someone write to you at times around Dr. Lai's show?
I ain't got time to go look at them. To do a show, it's a lot of stuff. By the time I get through with this here and I go post it on Facebook and Twitter and all that, I ain't got time to go back. I used to do it. I just ain't got the time to go back and see who all what they posting or whatever. It'll drain me out. Because, see, I got another show on Sunday night, too. And I got this show.
Yeah.
Well, I just got two shows now. But I just can't go back
If someone wanted more information, how would they know who to contact?
It's on the show.
Okay, so they ring your bell.
Oh, if someone
they would get in touch with you, right?
Yeah. I have people call me. When I first got started, New England, a lady called me from England. Said that's the best show, spiritual show she ever heard of. You know.
Okay.
But I have had some big shows, you know, and it got to the point where I was almost doing. four times a night, and I can't go back and check all that. I got to wait till they hit my phone or hit an email, and I catch it. And then sometimes I won't catch it because it's so far down the line, I still might miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if we get this going, the way I think it's going to go with her now, and people can back my show, and I can move to the level I used to be in finance to move up and to hit a lot more people, I think, hey, I could probably get someone to help me. Because, see, nobody want to do nothing for free no more. See, I do it for free. But other people,
right.
They go, oh, John, this is a lot of work. I got to get paid for this. And I'm saying, ain't no money out here. You know, this is done just by me going out, making money, putting it back into the show. I don't get paid. Nobody don't pay me. I had two guys that paid me some money since I've been on this show to do the show to help me out. Just two.
Great. But that's a really nice and generous of them, eh?
Yeah. And, you know, and that's just how, but I love doing it. I mean, I don't mind taking part of my salary and finance the show. Everybody showed it, no problem, but cause I love doing it. You know, and I just like now, I feel like right now, over the past 3 years with Dr. Lai, it's going to happen. I'm going to get a piece of the rock to finance my show. And sometimes you got to plant a seed for a while in order to receive. I mean, I don't plant the seeds. I'm just waiting. Well, I'm going to tell you, it already happened.
Right.
The apostle on Sunday night, he called me tonight and said, send me over. I can send you some money to support your show. And I said, you serious? He said, yeah. He said, I feel like we've been on here for the last 2 or 3 years now, and money come in, but money go. He said, I feel like we got to bless the blessing. I say, hey, any little bit can help. I tell you, any little bit can help. Sometime on the week, the extra $10 can pay for this, you know, pay for the show or help me to pay for the internet service that takes to run the show. You know, so, especially the winter months when that light bill went up there, we billed. And I said, oh, Lord, I need another $10. This show, somewhere out of $10 off of this show, you know, would have helped me out. But God already provides, so I don't complain about anything. But I can see it's about to happen. It's about to happen. It's going to turn around. Because he said, he would send me, I can send you some money. And he said, I'm going to go ahead and send you something this week just to plant the seed. I said, when you plant the seed in the house that's built in your house, it can't do nothing but do the right thing. And you got to do that. Not saying that I asked for it. I never asked for it or nothing. It's, you know, free will. If you feel like you don't want to give anything, it's fine with me. I'm still going to do the show.
We're really thankful that you're there, Nathan.
Okay.
Yes, because otherwise it wouldn't be the same, eh?
Oh no.
Like you're the pilot light, eh? That is always shining. Anytime we want to turn the heat or the light, it starts from you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, we don't have to start from scratch every time, eh? You're already there. Every week for years now.
Yeah, and we need to start.
And
bringing
people are
those...
expecting. It's just like the far, you know, the far. The sailor knows that the far will be there when we approach, eh?
Right.
I would say a lighthouse. Know. Not the far, but the lighthouse. But far is French. The lighthouse.
Yeah.
You're the lighthouse on the coast.
Yeah. Yeah. And eventually we're going to restart having shows again. With this show, y'all used to have at least 10 people on it every night. Then when it started getting better and the product working for them, they got relaxed. They don't need to talk about it no more. We see, but how about the people out there that we ain't reached yet? That's what I'm talking about. We got people out there we have not even reached yet.
No, that's right.
They came and they learned what the product do and what they do for their families, and they drop off. You know, and that ain't how it got to be. When your family done got blessed and helped, you got to go help your neighbor, and not just the one down the street, but the one in the next city. I know you got family members in another that need got the same problem. If you got electrical poles in another state, you got the same problem you got in South Carolina. You got a problem with your electricity.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, people are more scared of what they might lose than what they might gain. They might gain. So,
right.
But you have to teach them what they don't see, but they're actually losing their health now. So if they see that they are losing what is the most precious, then they react to that. But the thing is, if you approach them and they're just trying to protect what their belongings, and they don't want to invest into a solution that they haven't heard anything on the television or media.
Right. Yeah.
You have to teach them by doing the Bedore test and so on that you are actually not at 100% running in your life today, because I see 20% missing in your neurological respondents to a test, you know, like your neurological system is not actually fully there, and you are losing a lot of stuff, you know, you're losing your life. Yeah. And then when people feel that they are losing in that sense, then they want not to lose anymore.
The biggest problem,
they are losing their life away because of being harassed by electromagnetic fields, you know.
But you know the biggest problem I have with that, you know, I'm telling people they are toxic. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to put this battery under your left foot. You need to do this, and because they don't believe that this product really will do that. Like the girl told me, she's in the hospital right now. I told her about this 3 or 4 years ago. I said, look here, cancer can live in an acetone body. You got to have an acid body for cancer to live. You need to change your habit. I ain't got no money now. But she got a hair fix. I'm saying, you ain't got no money, but I see you wearing new clothes, new hairdo, new fingernails every 2 or 3 weeks. But you can't do nothing to clean your body out and keep it. You know what she has done? She called me last. I had to put her back in the hospital again. She's in the hospital right now.
And then she's wasting her life there. You know, she's.
Right.
Every moment that she's not fully living, it's just like she's in jail. She put herself in jail.
Put herself in prison.
Jail from fully living her life.
Right. Yep. And the next step, like the nurse told her the other day, is hospice. And when they call in hospice, you know you had it. I had one that died on me two months ago. And I try to tell her, hey, if you don't change now, you're going to die. Because your body can't take what they're giving you.
You're going to be ruined because of medical bills, eh?
Yeah.
Because medical bills must be really expensive in the States, eh?
Oh, man. I heard our hospital here ain't going to never recruit. They just they messed up a little baby back here a year or two ago, and the settlement the other day was a couple million. So they ain't gonna recoup off of that, and they got some lawsuits coming behind that, probably gonna be bigger than a couple million.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's crazy, isn't it? All you have to do is be more careful for yourself and your family.
But no, look here. A lot of that I don't blame the hospital. Cause I work with the hospital. I blame the people. Cause my sister got in an accident. She was up there in the emergency room. And she was complaining, I need a shot. She don't take a shot now. She hides a kite. I still feel the pain. And you know, if they had run on and give her that other shot, that shot could have put her into a coma or could put her, mess up some more her body. I said, no, you ain't taking another shot. She said, what do you mean? I'm a grown woman. I said, I don't care how grown you get. You high now. You know, if they had to give her that other shot, it might have would have killed her. You know, she came back. She said, you know, I thank you for, I'd rather for you to be mad at me and in pain than dead. Because you cannot take another shot. That other shot can take you out. See, a lot of people get taken out because of what they're asking for.
Yeah.
You can't take another
When you're talking about a shot, you're talking about vaccine, mm-hmm. Eh?
No. She was in an accident, and she wanted a pain.
Oh, a shot.
Yeah. She wants something, another shot to relieve the pain. And I tell her, not that shot there. You already took one. That's a high, powerful pain reliever. You can't take,
mm-hmm.
The average body can't take two of them within one day.
No, because it's really hard on your heart.
Yeah. And she was already out there, and she was still in pain. I understand that. You better endure that pain and live. Because if they give you another shot, you can your brain can shut down, your heart can start beating, or you can mess up your liver or your kidneys. Oh, she was hopping me, boy.
Yeah.
I'm in pain. I can't help
I'm
that.
Sick. I don't take any pills. Zero. My way to stay free and sovereign about my health, you know.
I take my herbal medicine. I got to take my herbal medicine.
Basically, that's for me, herbal medicine and
nature.
Nature-born medicine, you know.
Yeah, and I grow my plants to eat healthy. I'm cutting out meat. I want some of them salmon y'all got running down that lake. That's what I want.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I want. That fatty fat salmon y'all got running down that lake. I need to catch me about 10 of them and bring them back to Carolina, put them in my freezer. Because I found out in the last couple of years, that's where I'm really messing up our health. Besides electricity and other things, is what we put in our bodies each and every day.
That's right. And especially the part you can remove is to begin with to be aware of your environmental toxins.
Right.
Or look out for information, just as for Dr. Lally, electromagnetic pollution, radon, different mixed chemicals they have in your home that are actually amplified by the presence of EMF.
Mm-hmm.
It is the vicious thing or the poisonous thing that you can actually do something about it. And then after that, your life will probably be relieved from all kinds of ailments just because your home is safe now.
Right.
But most people, 95-98% of the people don't even know that their home is killing them. Because
I know.
Environmental toxin, indoor toxin, and electromagnetic field everywhere throughout the day at work, Even during the sleep under the pillow, we have a Sunday child that was saying that 80% of young girls in Quebec sleep with the mobile under the pillow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? And
I can imagine.
It's probably live. It's probably live, look, because if they actually, some crazy friends are asking for help in the middle of the night, they will answer, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like they were 911, you know?
Yeah, stick them in the back pocket, sticking the phone in the back pocket, and sticking the phone in the breast. Yeah, I see a lot of them. You know,
that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like the girl on the end of the street, she just got solar panels put on the top. I said, and I stopped by her house. I said, you want to check what's coming in? She do have a double roof. I just remember. She do have a double roof. But I said, did you check before you put them up there? Could you put them in your yard? And she said, no, because my sister got them on the top of her house. I said, you need to check a little further, because I know for a fact that some people that put them on top of their house, they start getting sick and they had to take them off. So I got my meter now. I got my meter about 2 weeks ago. So I'm going to go down there and check.
You mean a smart meter?
Yeah, I got
I made her to check. I made her to make a reading.
Yeah. But EMF.
Oh, yeah. Is this, what is it called, your meter?
Goodness, we are got it.
Is this from the Green Wave Company?
I think it is. Oh, I got it off I think it was eBay. It's a newer one. It's a brand new one they had out there. And it checked four different things. It checked the EMF, your phone, and one other thing it checked too, the Wi-Fi. But I haven't learned how to switch it over. I haven't learned how to switch it over to check the Wi-Fi. But it came calibrated to check EMF. Now, the EMF in my bedroom is zero, completely zero. In my office area, it came up to about 60. And in the other part of the house, with the TV, the hot water heater, and all that, it came up to be about 60 or 70 reading. But I'm working on getting that down now. But that's just coming off a certain distance off the wall.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, it's a neat little meter. I love it.
Do you have it in your hand?
No. Let me see where I got it at.
No. Tu es up for swing? I think
it's Let me see if I got it in my briefcase. I'm starting to carry it with me everywhere I go now. Where I can start checking. Okay. I got it in my hand. It said, I got the GQEMF/380.
Does it have a name, a company name?
Let me look at the... Oh, that is the company name. GQEMF. Oh, that's the meter name. No, I don't see.
Who makes that meter?
I got to go. I have to go back on my. Cause they didn't email me about it to see how I'm doing. But it's the latest one that came out. And the one was similar to the one Dr. Lowry had.
Did Dr. Lowry ever talk about that particular type of meter?
came out in the last 6 months to a year.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a research on it. In fact, I did a search on several of them, and I went on YouTube, and these guys are using them, and they said they recommend that this meter right here is off the chain, and I can download software on it to check all kind of stuff, man.
How much did you pay?
They had it on sale for $150, I think it was.
Well, it's about the price of most meters of that caliber, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's about an average price.
Now, they had another one just like this, but it was, I think it was the 480 or the 580. I think it was. But
oh,
that
not thing. Much.
No. That's what the meter is.
The number on it.
Yeah, the number on it. But here that run up to, you know, in the $200-$300 range.
Oh, that other one.
Yeah, for the ones that higher than the 380. But they had one in there that people use for finding ghosts or stuff in houses. They had that one was the
lowest.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get into this business, you know, and finding ghosts. I wouldn't want to get into this business of finding ghosts.
No, I don't. Bigfoot, no. I like Bigfoot right where he is. I like him. Exactly where he is, I like him right there. He don't bother me, and I don't bother him. So I ain't going looking for him.
Oh, no, of course not. I got enough of my life to care for, eh?
Right. Go looking for Bigfoot. No, that Bigfoot.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, then. It's at the top of the hour. We'll be back next week. I'm going to work on my meter, and as soon as I get these peas out the field, and my wife is canning them, put them in the freezer, so we can eat all winter, next winter, with sweet peas, fresh sweet peas. More product going to be coming out of the garden. We got sweet corn. We got field peas. We got spring peas, beans. We got okra. We got watermelons. We got, oh, man, we planning on having a good market this year. In fact, we got sweet potatoes coming off, two to three different kinds of sweet potatoes we're going to try to plant this year. How variety. They're supposed to be healthy.
Sweet potatoes contains a really, really highly nutritive, has really nutritive values, eh?
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes, eh? I'm gonna put some in the garden this year.
But do you know any farmers over there that plant the hemp? That was on your site, and most of the hemp that's coming. Huh?
Well, yes. We have one just a few kilometers away from me. He's actually doing business with dog food, eh? He's actually joined business with a pretty well-known dog food business where they will include help into it, eh? What are you asking?
Because I'm trying to get it. Over here, they're trying to make it very complicated to get into the program. But the problem I'm finding now, the people that got into it had problem with the seeds. They seized it.
You're talking about the material for the food business, right? You're not talking about marijuana, right?
No, not marijuana. Hemp. H-E-M-P.
The one with a cousin there, and it's really, really nutritive.
Yeah.
Seeds, eh?
Right.
You want to go and plant this in your garden?
Yeah, that's what I want to do, but I got to get legal first. I just want to make sure I can get a good seed. The problem they have here now is getting a good seed. Some of the farmers that already been approved for South Carolina. Now, people in North Carolina, some of the other states, they can just go get it. But South Carolina just starting, and they're trying to make it a big thing. So you got to get a license to plant it. When I went to Boston, Massachusetts, I had the hemp milk. But I can't find hemp milk in South Carolina. And a lot of other products.
Can you find the seeds where you live? Hemp seeds.
No.
Can you?
No, that's what I'm saying.
We have this in our food store here.
I know you do.
We have this in Costco here.
I know. I don't have it here. I've been on
hemp is not at all illegal in Quebec, in Canada. Hemp is not illegal.
But it is in South Carolina.
Is that right? I mean, the seed to eat, you know, to make bread, to make muffins with, it's illegal. You have to be certified to do that.
We got to get a license, and we got to go through a process.
You got to be legal. It's just like there's nothing with this. It's just food. Highly nutritious food.
But they look at it as part of the marijuana farm. Family.
Yeah, there is such a little amount of THC that it doesn't do anything.
I know that. They say you got to have a cigar big as a light bulb, but they still say they're making it like they're not going to have so many people plant this. Right now we got 20 farmers doing it. This year, the application calling for 40 farmers. I'm trying now to get approved.
But it would just be for your gardening. It's not going to be a great acreage of that you want to do, right?
Well, that's the only way I can get it. I got to have 20 acres of money.
Do you have acres to plant a hemp?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But I got to have it. The problem I got.
So you're a farmer also.
Yeah, I've been a farmer. I left the farm. That's what I did.
Do you live on the farm?
Not now. I used to live on the farm when I was a child.
Yeah.
But the farm is no more about an hour away from me. But I got access. I'm farming people's land now up here where I'm at.
Okay.
Mhm. So it ain't gonna be no problem for me to get the land. The problem is me getting the license.
Right.
And the good seeds. I need good seeds. Seeds that's gonna produce. I'm being told now by some of the people that's into the program that the seeds ain't producing. So they got to send them back to the company. I need good seed. And I'm looking at Canada. Canada really growing a lot of hemp. And I can't understand how they keep the grass out.
Well, you mean to have it organically grown or?
Yeah.
I met a guy that came to a big conference there on agriculture in Saint-Hyacinthe a couple
mm-hmm.
of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy back in '74 was an organic grain grower, right? And this guy actually, trial and error,
mm-hmm.
he spent a lot of money, but today he's got some meal, all kinds of meal of all kinds of cereal, all organic, and it is today a big business. And some of these people around the area of the day seminar or conference were asking, "How did you do that?" Says we are using pesticides, herbicides, and all this, and we managed to at least get some volume and get some price for our grain. But how can you do it organically? And you know what this guy answered?
What?
He said, we're up to the point today, 2018, that we are spending $600,000 to $700,000 on research and development every year. Meaning by this, you can make money by naturally growing any kind of grain. It's just that you have to put some money in research and development in order to know how it's done, you know. It's just that the Monsanto of this world, the Cargill of this world, they make these farmers dream that the pain is all gone, weeds will fade away because we're going to sell you this to do that, and we're going to sell you that to do that, and this genetically modified seed, and then you can spray, and then you'll get some good crop. But what they don't say to them is, at the same time, you are destroying the ecosystem of your land, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
The balance of your land, eh? But it's possible to do anything like this guy, to grow hemp or anything without having a weed. All you have to do is have invested in some research and development and know what you're doing. So this is what these guys have learned because it is not these agronomists that actually works for Cargill or Monsanto that will tell you how to do that. They don't even know themselves because they've never tried it. They've never put any effort, energy, and money in research and development to grow it naturally. They just prefer go along with the chemical companies and sell green packages to the grain growers, eh?
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway, we'll close in. I hope next week Dr. Lali is going to be there.
Yeah, she should be
like
there.
I'd like to get some feedback from her meeting with the solar panel investors and her meeting that she's having right now. Because I know it keeps going forward this development, eh?
Right.
Anyway, it was great to have a chat with you, Nathan.
Yes. And we went all the way to the hour, so we did good. We on fire.
Right. More than 15 minutes. More than 15 minutes.
You take care. I'll see you next week now. Be on time.
All right, Nathan. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. Bye. Let it be.